Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And hey, it's Thursday here on the show, and you know what that means? We've got a lot to talk about here today. Well, we got a weekend coming up. We got SmackDown on Friday night, Barcelona, Spain. It's one of these international shows, so probably a wild crowd. We got some matches announced for that show. Last night was AEW Dynamite, which was the fallout from Revolution. And man, if you saw Revolution, that was one of the great wrestling shows of all time. And I was not blown away by the follow-up on Wednesday. I thought it was, at best, fine. They do have a direction. I mean, they're clearly moving in a direction. But as far as, like, the lineup of the show and a lot of stuff, I thought, man, that was just sort of there now, wasn't it? So we'll tell you about that show coming up here tonight. We've also got some notes on TNA rebranding. If you would like to be part of TNA Plus, they have dropped the price. They're trying to rebrand everything. And so you can get it at a discount starting, I guess, today, actually. We've also got notes on Queen of the Ring. It has compelled Nikki Bella to want to return to the ring. I think she might have been compelled prior to that. And also, the Queen of the Ring actress who made that quip. I don't know if it's a quip, but she made a comment about how all these wrestlers know is going to win before they go out there. She has apologized to wrestling fans. So we'll tell you about that. An update on JD McDonagh. Moose talks about a potential feud that he almost had with CM Punk. And plenty more. We got a lot to get into here today. If you want to text, it's 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Love about spring? It's the season of change, and that means it's time for a closet refresh. Enter Kohl's. With the extra 15% off they have going on, I saved on the latest styles for my entire family, like a cute dress for myself, linen shorts for my husband, and spring jackets for my kids. Just add sunshine and we're set. All thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. 15% offer ends March 23rd. See store or kohls.com for details.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. We got a lot to get into here today, including Dynamite last night.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of that show?
It was about a quarter stick. It really wasn't that big of a boom.
No. Really wasn't. Yeah, I was thinking about this. So, I don't know, man.
Oh, boy. Go ahead. Just get it out. This is cathartic.
Consider the source.
Oh, boy.
No, Dave was talking on, I don't know what day it was, but there were like a lot of people did crazy stuff at the pay-per-view, as you're well aware.
The Monday after, yes.
And there was like two segments announced for the show, and neither of them involved wrestling. And Dave said, well, you know, they had a whole card, but now they gotta make sure that everyone's available for Wednesday. And it's like they had a whole card, but now they gotta make sure that everybody is available for Wednesday. And all I know is a couple of things. First off, I you know, once he said that, I started to hear from people, and they were like, come on. It really wasn't a whole card. What are you talking about? Maybe there was. I don't want to doubt anybody, okay? But let's talk about this. If you had a whole card for Wednesday, and so many people were beat up after that pay-per-view that you had to start over from scratch, well, maybe we need to start talking about what we're letting everybody do with these pay-per-views, right? Is that just me?
Yes, it might be, yeah.
That seems crazy. We had a whole card for a TV show Wednesday, but so many people were damaged to the pay-per-view that we had to start over again from scratch. Okay. All right.
And we'll forget about the fact that they have 796 people on the roster as well.
That's the other thing. Okay. So, all right, fine. You had, I went back and I looked. How many people were on the pay-per-view? If you discard the pre-show, if we're just talking about the main show, well, there were 20 people on the pay-per-view. 20. Well, how many people do we have under contract? I don't know the exact number. But it's like hundreds. There's hundreds of people on pay-per-view. And so, like, I get, you know, you wanted to give the ops, like, a win. You wanted to give Shibata a win because he's in this tournament or whatever? And listen, we've had Vinny Pacifico on the show. I like the guy. But like the first match, after maybe the greatest pay-per-view you've ever run, was the Ops against Vinny Pacifico, Eli Theseus, and Gabriel Eros. Like, that was the first match on television. And then, you know, I like that they had a bunch of pay-per-views and everything like that. But I just look up and down this show, and I mean, that's it just was like, this is your follow-up to that pay-per-view. And then, you know, the other thing is, like, they announce that Moxley and Adam Copeland are going to have a rematch of the main event at that pay-per-view. They're having a rematch next week in a street fight. No disqualifications, no rules, on TV, free. Okay, that's a big freaking match. And, you know, Copeland was on the show for like 30 seconds in a backstage promo. And then Moxley did like a 60-second promo. Maybe. That was it. Nothing in front of the crowd. You know, they didn't have Copeland come out and he's furious. And then, you know, Moxley comes out and he says, you know, I'll give you that shot. You want no rules? I'll give you no rules. Like a big angle, something big.
Go off the air with a brawl?
Nothing. But we did have time for the greatest wrestler alive, Max Caster, to do his goofy open challenge and kill a bunch of time so that Takeshita, who's a heel, could come out and murder him and get over as a baby. I was just watching this show going, it's not like it was bad. I like that they're building up stuff for the future. I like that, you know, a whole bunch of people want the world title. That's like important and everything like that. But this is your follow-up to Revolution. This is a follow-up. I was like, at best, this show was fine. At best.
They got on base, but that was it. It was a single.
Guess.
And, you know, the big part of that single is the intrigue around MJF and MVP and the Hurt Syndicate. And they, again, small things sometimes matter. They explained why Lashley and Shelton Benjamin weren't there. MJF, you know, MVP says, I have this. And then they have that, which is very intriguing for a lot of different reasons. But outside of that, we have another tournament. Okay, we're going to get some cool tournament matches, and then we're going to get a number one contender. That's what wrestling does now. Every promotion does this. It's an easy way to get to something, although it's probably done too much. And there was some other stuff, but yeah, it didn't feel like it had, with the momentum they seemed to have at the beginning of the week, it did kind of hit a wall there on Wednesday.
I wouldn't even really care that much, except it's something that we've talked about many, many times. And actually, I would say that the AEW television has been much better as a general rule over the last 2 months. But, you know, there was a period where, you know, the TV just wasn't lighting people's world on fire. But then they'd have a pay-per-view and it'd be awesome. And when the pay-per-view's over, like, everybody was talking about, my God, it feels hot, this is great. And then, you know, TV would come and it's like, we got no lineup, and we're going to announce a couple matches the day of the show, and it's like, we're right back where we were again. And then that would continue on, and then we'd have a pay-per-view, and the pay-per-view would be awesome, and everybody's all excited. And then the following Wednesday, it's like, we got no lineup.
Yeah.
And then, you know, here's a couple matches. It's like it's this ongoing thing of what's the follow-up to this awesome event that you had. And if the problem, and listen, if the problem is that people on the show are getting hurt and aren't available on the next show, okay, that's a problem that needs to be addressed, right?
Well, yeah, and you also need to have contingency plans. You know, we always hear about these great plans that they have that they stick to through thick and thin to get to the outcome that they had planned at the beginning. But where are your contingency plans in case somebody gets hurt? Jay White didn't wrestle at the pay-per-view. If people were banged up, why didn't Jay White have a match then do his promo where somebody comes to the ring and questions why he did what he did? You know, where's Roosh? Where's Buddy Matthews? Where are some people that fans may want to see, you know, that you could have slipped in there? So why they didn't do that, I don't know. WWE had this problem several years ago, going back you know, 5-6 years ago, where the pay-per-views were great because the guys were able to go out there and do what they needed to do, but the storylines and the TV leading in were often very bad, and coming out of it ended up becoming very bad. And with AEW, I'm not saying that it's terrible television, because as you said, in the past few weeks, it has gotten better. But if I'm not mistaken, Tony Khan, during one of the press scrums that he had, admitted that they have a problem living up to their pay-per-views. So he knows it's a problem, and it's been going on now. They've been in a downtrend here for, what, 5 years, as far as the television goes, and having coherence and consistency with it. So it's obvious a problem they know. It's just, if you know that, I don't even know how on paper things look like it was going to be optimal with what they did coming out of the pay-per-view, unless they just really thought that the bookends were going to be that great, a great match at the end, Kenny Omega at the beginning, and then having MJF and the MVP thing in the middle. Just to me, even if you thought that was great, there wasn't enough around it.
Well, Gigato says they have a lot of guys on the roster. Only a fraction of those people draw ratings. When most of those guys get hurt, you get shows like this. No. First off, there aren't very many people at all that draw ratings. If you look at the quarters are what the quarters are based on what time the show, like when that quarter is during the show. But if you're talking about stars, I mean, I got the roster in front of me, and they had tons and tons of stars that I know, like stars, like people the audience actually sees, you know, win some matches that that just were not used. And, I mean, there's dozens of them. Adam Cole is not hurt. I mean, Hangman worked on the show. You know, we've got Anthony Bones. Where's that guy been? I'm just going alphabetically here. Bandito, where's Big Bill? Where's, you know, Lashley was given the day off. Where's Brody King? Where's, I mean, I could keep going. You want me to keep going here? We got a commercial. I'll just go through the break, okay? Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, I went through real quick. Hey, listen, if we're not talking about people that are fake injured like Claudio and Pac and everybody. It's like we had Adam Cole. Bowens has vanished. Where are the guns? Jay White didn't work on the show. He's not hurt. Okada and Brody, they definitely didn't get hurt. I watched that match. FTR. I can't even read my own writing here. Wick?
Nick Wayne.
Nick Wayne. Christian's not hurt. Jack Perry's vanished. You know, Jay Lethal and Dustin, their names. Takeshita. And he could have had someone better than just a squash match. Briscoe, Kyle, the Bucks have vanished. Rocky Romero, Roderick Strong, Sammy's vanished. Outrunners. I mean, all of those people.
What happened to J-E-double-F?
Jeff Jarrett's disappeared off the face of the earth. And that's not even counting any of the women. I mean, whatever happened to Ty? We have Taya and Thunder.
Anna.
And Anna Jay. And Soraya dropped off the face of the earth. And Red Velvet's never you. She's on Ring of Honor.
Clearly, Athena has been banished to the ROH.
Athena, yeah, whatever
forever.
The hell. What happened to Athena? Queen Aminata and Nyla's never used. And anyone remember Mercedes Martinez under contract? Yeah. And, you know, Layla Gray and Kira Hogan. I guess she's injured.
Did you say Nyla Rose? What, does Nyla Rose only do publicity now? Or, like, she should
She shows up once a year so someone can beat a giant and then vanishes. I mean, don't tell me there's no talent available, okay? There definitely is. There's plenty of it. Plenty of it.
Now, if you want to, like, look for silver linings and things, Billy Starks and Nick Wayne may actually have, which, you know, is fitting with their ages and how they came into the business and their backgrounds and shows they worked on together and all that sort of stuff. Seems like at the same time, those two are getting pushes that some people would believe could have happened years ago.
Well, I hope so, but is anybody expecting that Billy is going to beat Mercedes in a week?
No, but you can establish her as to being something on the roster and try to get some heat behind, you know, just a new character. Because of all the women that you named, I mean, last night, Penelope Ford is interesting. You had Mercedes on there, who obviously couldn't work, but she did her thing with Billy. And you have Willow and Chris. You know, unfortunately, Anna Jay, when she comes back, is going to be over, but she's disappeared. So there is a spot for somebody to come in because, unfortunately, as much as I like Serena Deeb, she's not over. I mean, there's a lot of women who aren't over. And frankly, Megan Bain, looks the part. And there's a lot good there. And I thought the pairing with Penelope may help her. But I don't know exactly what they're doing there either. And after last night, I mean, it seemed like her attack on Tony got no reaction. I know the sound is not great on those shows. But it seemed like she didn't get any reaction whatsoever. And I think I would have expected a little bit, and it never happened. And they put her out there twice to be a monster. So,
all right. TNA Plus, more affordable now. They've announced a 27% reduction of their annual plan Thursday. You can... Was that you?
Apparently.
Or am I going crazy?
People trying to call in.
I see. So, annual plan, you can get the pay-per-view, streaming specials, archive footage, weekly TV, $159. Which is down from $219.99. And that's a real deal because the CMLL, I think, is $159 a month.
It feels that way for the top tier.
Yeah.
You watch it. And oh, the shows that they're going to add, we'll add this later, and then they never add the shows. It just this is the whole thing, you know, everything that happens in Mexico, to me, feels like a rib against Cubs fan.
Then we've got $9.99 option. Which will give you streaming specials, weekly TV, archive footage, but no pay-per-views. So if you want the pay-per-views, you got to pay a little bit more.
Yeah, well, $9.99 has been their stock price, and I don't. They probably shouldn't change that because I don't think you're going to get more people at $7.99 than you would at $9.99. But the idea, I do like the idea of we'll give you a 3-month deal, because anybody that is maybe an NXT fan or a WWE fan or any wrestling fan that hears something, they get drawn in because they want to see Obafemi or Fraxium on the TNA show. It gives people a chance. They TNA can at least get their money for 3 months for somebody who got hyped up and yet went, okay, yeah, I'll go $50 for 3 months.
So speaking of $9.99, we got a bunch of $9.99 options, actually. If you want to hear the podcast, $84 a month. We've got YouTube, $9.99 a month. You get video, beautiful HD video, f4wonline.com/YouTube. Or if you use Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you can get all of the podcasts for $9.99, f4wonline.com/Apple, f4wonline.com/Spotify. So choose whatever works for you. Hours of entertainment. Literally hours, like actually yeah. Days. Let's see, 84 shows. I'd say they average about an hour each. That's 84. Yeah, that's 3.5 days if you're listening 24 hours a day every month. Can you imagine?
When's the anniversary date of this website?
My birthday, June 12th.
So, somebody by that time ought to count up how many hours are in the archive to see if somebody can actually...
We've already done this. 15,000.
No, but as far as... How many years is that?
How many months is that? Since 2005.
So
20 years times 12 months. Do I have to get my calculator, Dave? That's 240 months. Okay.
How many minutes of audio are there for people? Can you go the rest of your life on an iron lung and just fall asleep and listen to every show that's ever been recorded for like, I need
to know,
for like 4 solid years.
Well, like I said, there's 15,000 divided by 24 hours. That's 625 hours. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's 625 hours. And then, right? Did I do that right? Hold on. 15,000. Divided by 24 hours in a day. That's 625 days. Yeah, you could do that. Easy. Everyone's got
I can't believe there's only 625. That's only 2 years.
That's 24 hours a day, though. You going to listen to this show 24 hours a day?
Somebody
should.
Golly.
No, I can't even listen to myself 24 hours a day.
You talk 24 hours a day. You do 75
shows a
day. No,
I don't. I spend a lot of time in silence.
Oh, when you're...
Actor Damaris Lewis got a taste of the wrestling business in a role as Babs Wingo, the new Queen of the Ring film. Who in the world is Babs Wingo?
Are you kidding me?
No. I've heard of a lot of women's wrestlers, but not Babs.
One of the three sisters? Never mind.
I didn't see the movie.
Never mind. I know, but it's wrestling history. Can we get Carl?
Well, I know Nell Stewart. Crying out loud.
Know all the white ladies, huh?
I can tell you. I can tell
you. Moolah.
Well, God, everyone knows Moolah. But anyway, so she says her comment. One thing I learned about pro wrestlers: y'all know you're going to win before anybody else does. So thank you for teaching me that. Live on pay per view.
Yeah.
She apologized on Busted Open. She said that
part of the redemption tour that for the movie.
It's a sport. It's real. People are in there, in that ring, doing what they got to do.
Now, overcompensating now.
Tough and dangerous at times. I respect it fully with my whole heart. I will say it again. I am so sorry if it came out that way. But like you said, you have to know the house you're in. I know these fans love their sport. They're defending their sport, so I can't be mad.
How many times does she say sport now?
Listen, I'm not mad. I thought it was silly. Didn't really bother me or anything like that. But I will say, you didn't think maybe that was a wrong thing to say in a building full of wrestling fans during a wrestling show? That never occurred to you for 2 seconds?
Actually, to her, it may not have, but that's why you kind of run through and you go, well, how about we say it like this or put it in these terms? I don't know.
Was there nothing in Queen of the Ring about back in the day protecting the business? Nothing?
I think there were some people there on set who played roles that, you know, would like to still do that.
Nikki Bella watched the movie. Now she wants to come back. Pretty sure. She said she'd watched it on the life of Mildred Burke. I've heard of old Mildred. Seeing how she overcame, especially with the last match they showed in the movie, it just made me feel so many things of her age, being a mom, the mental ability. I was like, I can do this. And you can do it with anyone. It's mind over matter, she said. Now she wants to come back. You actually can't do pro wrestling with anyone. It depends. Sometimes it just ain't happening, you know?
A broomstick would be better than a human being.
In some cases, it would be. In some cases, I would have preferred having a broom in the ring than whoever my opponent was at the time. Or partner. JD McDonagh on the road to recovery after suffering a punctured lung and broken ribs. He said to Chris Van Vliet that he hasn't competed since the 27th. He talked about hitting the announce table neck first. Blamed the injury on the planning as he hit the move on a different side of the ring than was originally intended. He said he had done the move on the announce table side before, but thinks he was maybe a foot too far forward or a foot too far back and wiped out. And then he was thinking, when is the next breath going to come? He thought the injury was cracked ribs. He said adrenaline kicked in. He was just winded. Thought of stopping never entered my mind. Said the referee took a lot of heat online, but it wasn't his fault. As McDonagh said, he was good to go. He was back in the gym doing low-impact cardio and Pilates with his full lung capacity back. His ribs are good, but he's waiting for the bones to, quote, knit back together as he punctured his lung with his seventh rib.
Mm.
So he did break his rib and then punctured his lung as a result. So, yeah. I don't care if the wrestlers say they're all right. Everyone who saw that knew the guy wasn't all right. It was obvious it was a bad landing. And then it's not just that, but when he got back in the ring to work, it was obvious he could barely do anything. So, yeah, somebody should have called the match off. It's obvious. But anyway, back in a moment with more, everybody. We got a lot to talk about in terms of AW Dynamite and all that good stuff. Wrestling Observer Live.
Is that a new Samsung Galaxy A15 5G?
Yeah, I got it for free when I joined Cricket Nation.
Sounds pretty great.
At Cricket, anyone can get a new phone when they switch.
Whoa.
With a high-quality camera, meaning more flattering selfies for all. And super-fast 5G, so you can post them for all to see. Your friends, your family, your ex. Free phone! Free phone!
Okay, I'll switch.
Welcome to Cricket Nation.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must bring your number to Cricket on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, fellow Gen Xers, it's Elizabeth Banks.
Big news! The recommended age for pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. It's up to us to lead the charge. After all, we gave the world the internet. We're trailblazers. Let's lead the way again, because we are at over 6 times greater risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Gen X, this is our shot. Head to VaxAssist.com and schedule today. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Should also note that Moose did an interview where he said, while I was world champion of TNA, there were plans of CM Punk coming to TNA and us feuding.
Excuse me?
That's what he says. Obviously, it never happened, but who knows? Shout out to CM Punk, he says. Yeah.
When?
That's what he said.
And now Moose has been there forever and a day. Okay. All right.
He held the title from October 2021 through April 2022 and January 2024 through July 2024. So this would have been during the WWE TNA working agreement. Also got Roadblock. Not a great number, actually. 732,000 and a .15, which is a very low demo. And, fact is, like, they didn't have main roster people on the show, and that's usually what bumps up that rating more than anything. Even if it's a big, big show, which this was, it ended up being a great show. But, I mean, going in, I mean, obviously, WWE versus TNA means less than, hey, Becky Lynch is going to be on the show this week. So, there you go. We'll see how Dynamite does when the numbers come out, I guess, later on today.
Yeah, I guess everybody's got to deal with the NCAA basketball tournament coming up. But the only time a lot of people even care about college basketball would be this time. So, we're going to have that all over the place as well here in the next couple of weeks in the States.
All righty. We had Kenny coming out for an interview to open up Dynamite, and he did a promo. Can't even believe he's back, much less a champion. He's going to keep an eye on this Dynasty Eliminator tournament, and he'll be facing the winner at Dynasty, which is like less than a month away. So, as noted, the participants, Orange Cassidy, Hechicero, Mortos, a mystery person, Shibata, Ricochet, Mark Briscoe, and Mark Davis. Can you believe yesterday on the show everybody thought Mark Davis was going to win? We can't really still be thinking that, can we?
No, who said that?
It was yesterday, people. I think even you said it.
I wasn't here yesterday, and whoever it was lied, and I would have called them lying liars for actually thinking Mark Davis was going to win this thing. Are you kidding me?
Can somebody do me a favor and dress Mark Davis?
I wish it was Mark Briscoe, but good.
This guy came out on this show. I swear to God he was in his pajamas. Just like, what's going on here?
Satchel ass.
Ops beat Vinny Pacifico, Eli Theseus, and Gabriel Arrows quickly.
It's a hell of a combo.
Gotta win for old Shibata because he's in the tournament. Gotta get
it's
a
fine.
Win. Then we had Ricochet doing a promo, and he's in the tournament. And he vowed to beat Shibata on Collision. So the first two matches were here. Oh, Lance was the one who actually he said it yesterday because of the tie-in with Don Callis. I thought it was possible till I saw the outfit he came out in. That guy ain't going over in this tournament. He's just not. So Ricochet did a promo, and he'll face Shibata on Collision. He offered Shibata the chance to forfeit. So what I was saying was they had two matches tonight, two matches on Collision, and it's a four-way next week. So we're getting through this thing quick. This tournament, Lance. Swerve did a promo after the pay-per-view on Sunday. This is when Adam Copeland just walked up and he said, I didn't lose. There's a chance by the time Dynasty rolls around, I might be champion. And if it doesn't happen before then, if you win the title, I'll be next. And Swerve fist bumped him. And then they immediately go to a Moxley taped promo where the gist of it is, you know, you whine about what happened at the show, but you were the guy that was the ultimate opportunist. It's all I did. But you know what? If you want to complain about the rules, if you want to complain about all that, fine. I'll take the rules away. You and me next week. And they put a graphic on the screen that said, next week, Mox versus Copeland in a street fight. And we never had any further build after that. That was like it. That's it. That was the build to this match next week.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh my God.
How long did that Moxley promo go for?
I thought it went for like 50 seconds, but Dave was acting like it was an hour long.
It felt like it was an hour long. He is better served, he and Jay White both, and myself for that matter, cut it down a little bit.
I thought it was, dude, if you go back, it wasn't that long. At most, it was 90 seconds.
But that's still the problem.
At most.
Then maybe they should be 45. It just, I don't know when he gets that verbose and he starts going off and telling his story, if it is, again, we still don't really have a mission statement other than I wanted to save it, so I got to kill it. And again, this is why this thing has been such a problem.
And we had Drillistico and Brian Cage versus Hobbs and Hologram. And this guy's going, your clothes look awful. No push for you. Are you trying to tell me that I'm wrong about what I said about Mark Davis's outfit?
Are you
Brother,
talking about me?
Dude, come on. I was just at Costco, okay? They got, like, pajamas there for, like, $12, okay? Full pajamas. That's what he was in, okay? This is like when Seth comes out in that outfit. I can't take them seriously. Seth comes out dressed like an oven mitt, and then he's trying to be all serious, like he's a badass. And meanwhile, there's, like, you know, Drew McIntyre's there looking all mean, and I'm like, oh. And then, you know, Mark Davis came out, and, like, I mean, the fans dressed better than Mark Davis here on this show. So, yeah, it's like a thing, okay?
Somebody get Mark Davis.
I'm not paying to see a guy that got his outfit at Costco in the pajama section. I'm sorry.
Gotta get a slick sweatshirt. That's what you need. BRP.
Yeah. And yes, Sticker Reds 202, you do need to shop at Costco.
Why?
And yes, they do have the hot dog for $1.25, and you get a free drink.
Do you have a massive freezer? Like a
two
deep
of
freezer?
Them.
Okay. That explains it.
Thank you. It's not what you make, it's what you save.
And then buy...
No one ever got rich spending money. Any more? I got tons of them. Anyway, Drillistico and Brian Cage versus Hobbs and Hologram.
We'll get to Buddy Wayne on that stuff.
So this was a pretty good match, except when old Hobbs and Drillistico were together.
Oh my God.
I thought Hobbs was going to kill this guy.
Shove him in a locker afterwards.
Oh man. But Hobbs hit him with what they claim was a spine buster. It looked like Hobbs got hit with a flatliner, but then he pinned the guy. They said it was a spine buster. And this is when Mark Davis came out in his jammies. Then we had a Hurt Syndicate promo where MVP told, you know, because they'd had such a grueling match with the Outrunners, that they didn't need to work the show, Bobby Lashley and Shelton Benjamin, so they went home.
No, they went to the gym, maybe.
Well, they're going to do a lot of things, including going to the gym. Then we had Tony coming out for a promo, and the whole thing with Mariah is done. She's moving on, and she gets jumped by Megan Bain, who desperately, desperately needs one of two things. She needs to cut a promo.
A good one.
Or she needs to be hooked up with the Don Callis family, and he cuts a promo. Because... like, there was a thing on the board about how, you know, she's Camille. And then, you know, there were people that were like, well, you know, I've seen her outside of AEW, and you know, she's better than Camille. Okay, that's fine, okay? But most people haven't. And so what we see is Camille. She never talks. She hits, like, a move, and then she poses. And she poses, and she poses, and she poses. We're going from, whenever you think about Mariah May and Tony was a very, very exciting promo because it was two people with very big personalities. This is not Megan Bain. She's just hitting people and posing. And we need a lot more than that here in 2025.
Hey, she's got a lot of gear to make up for that lack of personality there, I guess. But if you want a quick fix to this, put her with the Hurt Syndicate, because P can do the talking. She can go out there as a killer, and it might help. Again, I thought the Penelope thing could, but apparently not.
Well, she's supposed to be a heel, so no, don't put her with the Hurt Syndicate.
Well, that's
the
whole,
top baby faces right now.
It's a whole other question with them.
Tony, then we had Beast Mortos and the debuting Speedball Mike Bailey. This was a highlight. This match was really fun. Great debut for Mike Bailey. He got the win with his kick, and then he's on his way to the four-way next week. So, excellent debut. Liked it. Then we had the best thing on the show, which was Nick Wayne standing up to Christian as Christian had one excuse after another. Christian ends up getting in his face. They go back and forth. Like, everybody in this segment was awesome. But I will say, when it was over, all I could think was, well, it's a swerve. Nick's going to help Christian win something and be right back where he was, never wrestling and standing in the background. I'm sorry I don't have faith, but I'd be happy if they proved me wrong. Quite happy. We had MJF coming out for a promo. He's interrupted by MVP. And long story short, MVP gives him his card. At first, MJF says, I don't need your card. I don't know if you remember, but I was the world champion for 406 days. And MVP said, well, the key word is was. And he gives MJF the card and leaves. Everyone keeps bringing up Mama Wayne at the Waffle House. She didn't work at a Waffle House. How do I know this? Because I know where she lives, and there ain't no Waffle Houses nearby. I live in Washington. Like, we don't have Waffle Houses here, okay?
Carl's Jr.?
No. Nothing like that around here. And that's not a... Since when is Carl's Jr. a Waffle House? He didn't say Carl's Jr. He said a Waffle House.
They're working the third shift.
He could have said pig and pancake. Actually, we don't even have that around here.
No steak and
cheese? IHOP. If he would have said IHOP, all right, fine.
You got Denny's?
But he didn't. He said a Waffle House. We have very few Denny's nowadays. Very
dying
few.
Dying off.
Max Caster did his best Wrestler Alive gimmick.
Now he gets beat up by heels.
Total heel. And, yeah, she was a model. She was a model back
this
in the day.
This is now, never mind.
Yeah,
new
she made a lot of money,
time,
by the way, modeling.
Yeah.
A lot of money. So anyway, Max Caster comes out and, Takeshita. I know you're probably stunned to hear that Mama Wayne was a model. Breaking news here on this show. Do you guys know that? Do you know that 6'5 blah? Anyway,
yeah.
Max Caster, he jibber jabbered, and then Takeshita, a heel, came out and killed him and became a babyface, and then and that was that. Okay.
We're
Jericho
in a long game.
Promo with Gravity's mask.
This was good.
It was a good promo, and he crushed that mask. And then we had Willow and Penelope Ford, which was not very good. It was a bad day for Penelope. And then she tried to hit Willow with a chair afterwards, and it was even worse. And then you'll never guess what happened. Megan Bain came out and laid him out and posed. Boy, did she ever pose. Mercedes did a promo, and she was challenged by young Billy Starks. They will have a match next week for the AEW TBS title. And then we had a Will Ospreay promo where,
this main event
with Orange Cassidy and Hechicero, we got like 5 minutes of television time. I'm not sure if it's because Will Ospreay spent 30 minutes telling about how he made his wife mad by jumping off that cage, but that had to be part of it. And then he declared for the Owen.
If anybody can get away with those types of promos, it really is Will Ospreay.
He can, but like, he went on for an hour.
I know.
And then I got 5 minutes of Orange Cassidy with his hands in his pockets doing wacky lucha cradles on HSR, which you got to watch for 3 hours. Jay White did a promo. He wants the title. We had a Hangman MJF stare down. This feud is not over yet.
There's going to be fire.
And then, yes, Orange Cassidy beat Hechicero to go on to the four-way. And it was what I saw was fun, but I didn't see much. But it was good. Show was fine. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. But meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your home.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died.
Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, that sucked. Like, right before we came back, I had a power surge and we lost everything.
Was that you or us? Well, me.
That was definitely me, honestly. Yeah, it was definitely me. That was weird. No, that was a power surge, everybody. Sorry about that. You know, I think, well, you know, I think we had that power surge.
Why is that?
I have an echo, too, on top of everything else.
Oh, God, blow your ears out.
I was on Twitter, and Boogs, 10 minutes ago, posted a video of him working out. I think that knocked all the... I mean, it just knocked out everything in this house. It is... You ever seen, like, those old... like, those old-timey strong men? And they're, like, doing this all weird stuff with, like, kettlebells and long barbells that are, like, 9 feet long with those little round things at the end? Those people would be looking at Boogs going, what are you doing, dude? Like, what is he doing? He's got, like, he's on the bench. The first one, he's on the bench press. And he's got the big, heavy bar he's about to bench. But then he does a sit-up and does a military press. Like, what? What? And now there's another one. He's got, like, the thing on his back, like the squat rack, except he's hugging a ball. But he's doing, like, dead What is he doing?
Honestly.
Like, I know he's strong and all, but, like...
Some of the things some of these dudes do who aren't playing, like, professional football and things where they're going to get hit all over, it's like your joints and some of your body parts are going to hate you a lot.
Oh, it's
going to
be rough, dude. Ask Taz.
Oh, my God.
Ask Taz. And the funniest part is that bench press thing where he does a sit-up into a military... He's wearing a fanny pack. He's got a counterweight in it or something.
Yeah.
I got to get out of here. All right, I'll be back later on tonight. Brian and Vinny Show, AWNXT and more. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.